This is Near FM 90.3.
Now, joining me on the line is Sinead Switzer. Good morning, Sinead. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Now, I said your second name correct, yeah?
Yeah, you did, yes.
That's grand. So, I think the first thing we should kind of jump into is your son, Matthew. And I believe I'm correct in saying that he needed an operation at 3 days of age.
Yeah, so my son Matthew was born on the 29th of June, 2013. And when he was born, the doctors in Hollis Street discovered he had no back passage. So he was transferred to Crumlin at a day old, and he was operated on at 3 days old.
And how did that make you feel like when you find out your child's born and they needed an operation almost immediately?
Awful. Like, it was such a shock. I mean, I had no idea when I was pregnant that anything like this could happen. I'd never, ever heard of it. And, you know, when he was born, I could see, as he was being handed over from me to the doctors in Hollis Street, I could see there was something wrong with his bottom. I remember thinking, it just doesn't look right. But it was just, like, so frightening. I blamed myself for a long time. You know, could I have done something, anything different in my pregnancy? But, you know, these things happen, I suppose. But it was awful.
You know, as a parent, like, seeing something like that, like, as you were saying, like, it was an awful, it felt it was your fault. Did you think, was there something, like, that caused it? Or was it just kind of, like, when he was growing?
It's sort of when... it happens, the doctors told me, when the first few weeks of conception. So it's just a birth defect that can happen, you know, as they are, you know, growing in the first few weeks, months of pregnancy. So it really is one of those things that you can't really plan for or do anything about.
And you said that you had problems with his bum and you end up needing a colostomy bag because of it.
Yes.
And so how did that, like, kind of sink in with you about
it? It was all such a whirlwind. Like, I have to say, like, everyone in Crumlin have been amazing to us and to Matthew, and his surgeon, Professor Alan Mortel, was amazing. But, I mean, it's so odd. Like, he was so small, and he was 3 days old when he got his colostomy, because obviously you need to be able to go to the toilet, like, you know, even as a little baby, you know, if you can't, you know, you're going to be in serious trouble. So when he had a colostomy, like, it was so odd, like, just to see his little stoma out, and he was so young, and you're thinking, oh my goodness, like, how am I going to manage this and his nappies and feeding him and changing a colostomy and what, you know. But they were really patient with me in Crumlin, and they taught me really well. So by the end, I was so used to doing his colostomy bag that it kind of got really normal for us, and I actually kind of missed it when it was reversed.
And how long had he got the colostomy bag for, if you don't mind me asking?
No, he had it for 13 months. So with imperforate anus, what Matthew has and was born with, he basically, they have to make your back passage for you. So you do your first operation when they're very young, at 3 days old, Matthew was. And then that's to give you a colostomy, so he's able to poo. And then in the second surgery, they make his bottom. So that was the big one for us. But that you still would have your colostomy, because as that heals, you still need to be able to go. And then at the third operation, they reverse it. So then normally, you know, you'd have a working bottom like anybody else. You can go, he was going in his nappy then.
And you were saying you kind of got used to it after a while, and you kind of missed it then when it was reversed.
Yeah, it was sort of an odd thing. When it was reversed, like... I'd never changed a proper nappy before. You know, all of the nappies were just number ones, you know. That when I did his first change and he'd gone to the toilet, and it was amazing. You're thinking, oh my gosh, how amazing are they to be able to do that for him? That I was so slow about doing it, he weed on me. I was like, I want the colostomy bag, you know, because it was such a, you know, it's an odd thing. You kind of got so used to it that in a way you missed it when it was gone.
Yeah, I can only imagine how joyful it was, like, for you to be able to have that, because they always say, like, I assume he's your first child?
He's my one and only, yes, I love him to bits.
They say, like, when it comes out to the first child, like, everything's an amazement, but when it comes to the second or after, it's just like, oh, here we go again.
know, yeah. He's still my one and only, so. But, yeah, so I'm just amazed. It took me 13 months to change a proper nappy, but, you know, I mean, they were amazing. Like, it worked so well for him.
And how long was he in hospital for during this?
So the first time when he was just born, he was in 3 weeks. And then, actually, they're so good in there that the second, third time, probably just over a week, maybe about 10 days. And then he had, unfortunately, a fourth time for surgery when his bowel blocked. And that was, again, one of those things that you don't plan for or that it's quite rare to happen. And that time, I think he was in for about a week.
And I'd say when, you know, you were kind of happy that when you got the reversal, but then obviously with him becoming blocked, I think it kind of would have thrown you back a bit.
It did. It really did because, you know, I mean, he'd been really well, like the reversal. It's a lot of work to get him from, you know, being 3 days old with, and then up to the reversal. You do a lot of work in between at home as well. And the hospital are brilliant, but you have to make sure the bottom stays open. There's a lot of tough things you have to do to your child. So when you kind of finish the third one, you're really excited. And then, unfortunately, when he was 19 months, he became very ill. And his bowel had just been scarred, you know, from operation. Anyone would get that, like. But he became very sick. So he was had the fourth operation. So that set us back a little bit.
And adjusting to home, like, obviously, like, when he came out, did it take much work for you, or was it something that just kind of came together easily?
It does take, it took a lot of work. Like, it's, I mean, it was amazing, like, you know, but I, you know, when you're a mother the first time anyway, I was a bit unsure of everything, like, am I doing this right, am I doing that right? Particularly with colostomies, because everyone's stoma, which is the bit of your bowel that comes out in your stomach, is different, so they don't, like, it's not the same size, so you have to kind of get a bag that works for you, like a colostomy bag that works for the child. And a lot of that took was trial and error. I mean, it used to fall off, it used to leak. I mean, I think the first while we were just always covered in poop, which wasn't very nice for us both.
I think that kind of comes natural with babies anyway, so.
Yeah, maybe that's just what everyone has.
And I assume after, like, the operations and that, the stoma nurses were still kind of on hand to help give you advice with what to do?
They're brilliant. I mean, Anne, Stephanie and Mary are brilliant, and like, we're so lucky to have them in the hospital. You could just, even now when Matthew has trouble with something, like, I can ring and they give me such good advice. They're just been amazing. I mean, Matthew was in hospital again just April, just gone by, with a terrible stomach bug, and the stoma nurses again were really, really good to us.
And say if he gets another stomach bug, would he get it, like, say, myself or you would, or would he have to go to the hospital to make sure it isn't affecting on down there?
This time he had to go to hospital, so he picked up something in April, and it was just horrendous. He was dehydrated, but yeah, I mean, when you have an underlying condition anyway, I think it affects you a little bit more. And so we do a home enema called a washout on Matthew every night. And we have to stop that. So again, the stoma nurses were so kind to us. Like, they helped me get him back onto it and helped me, you know, they helped us cure, like, his bowel. His bowel didn't take a stomach bug that well, you know, but they were great. Again, I can't thank Crumlin enough. They've just been amazing to us.
And he obviously would still go for routine checks, I'd assume, in Crumlin.
Yes, so we go every 6 months or so. So his next one will probably be in October.
Oh, well, that's grand. At least he's not up there, like, for weeks on end like he was when he was born.
Yeah, no, thankfully, like, we've been, just apart from April this year, we've been really incredibly lucky that he's managed to keep well. His bowel is working really well at the moment, thanks to the washout we do every night. And, you know, he's in great form, so he has his checkup every 6 months or so, and he likes it. He gets a day off school to go, and he enjoys that.
And he hasn't had any trouble since the last time, no?
No, he's had, we do an enema, as I keep saying, but sometimes it might not work. Sometimes he does get constipated. And I think that's common in children anyway, but I suppose with someone with Matthew's condition, it can slow things right down. So, I mean, he's gone through the mill with it. I mean, last summer he had something called overflow, which is where your bowel gets very constipated and it can't store any more feces. So whatever you make then goes around what's in your bowel and just flows and flows out of you. I've never seen anything like it. And, you know, so he was in nappies last year. And, you know, for a five-year-old, it was really hard because he couldn't do anything. He couldn't, like, go and play with his friends. We couldn't bring him anywhere, you know. But thankfully, we do our washout now and all that's kind of stopped and he's had his life back. You know, it's great for him.
And that's because, as far as I'm aware, you know, colostomy bags and children so young are an extremely rare case. You kind of more hear about them in elderly people with certain things wrong with them. So I think finding that out, like, obviously it would be a bad thing to find out for anyone of any age. Like, I can't imagine what it'd be like, especially for someone so young. And you said he has his life back now, so how is he doing since?
Been brilliant. I mean, you know, even if you still had to have a colostomy bag, they're so unusual and so young, it's amazing for him. It was more that he was going to the toilet like every hour last summer, all night, all day. And now he doesn't do that anymore. Like, we can go out, he's going to see his friend later, he's going to school, he's not going every hour, he's in great form, he does ballet, he loves playing with the dog. You know, it's been amazing, Carl. Like, it's amazing what they can do for children like Matthew and for other sick children in Crumlin.
So at least now he's able to get back out, get to himself and start causing mischief for you.
Oh, definitely a lot of mischief. We had the dog in the other room and he's just let him out. So hopefully you don't hear a dog barking in the background.
That's how you've two mad people to deal with.
I know, yeah. It's like having two children.
And I understand he wanted to say hello to us here.
He does want to say hello. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
And I've told him that he has to be really good, and he's been very good, so he would love to say hello. I'll put him on to you. Hang on. You're on the radio.
I had a really bad stomach bug, and I was called an astral virus. And it was so bad, I was in hospital for about 5 weeks, about 5 days, I think. It's from the end of March until the start of April.
And how do you feel?
Nana, it's my Nana's birthday today.
It is not.
It is.
Well, happy birthday, Matthew's nanny.
She's 64.
64?
Wow.
You
say hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
You say I'm going to hand you back to
Mummy.
I'm going to hand you back to
Mama. Hello? Hi. That was Matthew. He's got a bit shy now, so.
Well, everyone here wishes him all the best, and for yourself as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Carl, and thanks to everyone on Near FM.
We hope that, you know, this is the last for him, because, as you know yourself, you hate for any child of any age to go through anything.
I know.
And we'd love to hear from you from sometime in the future to see how he's getting on.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. We would love that. And thank you so much for being so kind, because I was really nervous, and I hope I did okay.
You're grand. We'll speak to you again.
Oh, thanks a million. Thank you, Carl. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. Now, that was Sinead Switzer talk and her son Matthew, who was talking to us about his condition of that when he was born.